We are up and tossed and driven on the restless sea of time. Somber skies and howling tempests of sight. See the bright sunshine in the land of perfect day. When the mists have rolled away, we will understand it better by and by.
Let's clap hands,
my love. By and by, when the morning when all the saints of God are gathered, we will tell the story how we overcome. Oh, we understand it better by and by. We are often destitute for the things our life demands. Want of food and want of shelter, thirsty hills and barren lands.
Temptations, hidden snares, often take us unawares, and our hearts are made to bleed for many thoughtless words indeed. And we wonder why the test, when we try to do our best, we'll understand it.
Before we have a seat, just to introduce our brother and a few announcements, let's just pray for Brother Johnny Scott. He wants us to pray for his Bible. Let's dedicate this to the Lord that he might use it today. Let's bow our heads. Father, we thank you for your word. Father, we know that heaven and earth will pass away, but your word will endure forever. And Father, we know that your blessing and your life is in your word, because you are the word. And how we want to bring this book, Father, it's been printed by man. But Father, within this book layeth deliverance and salvation, lies light and counsel, and all that we need in life's journey. And I pray for Johnny that this Bible, that you'd bless it to him, that it may be his roadmap to glory, that it may be a compass to keep him lined up with Christ, that it may be, Father, his source of comfort, that it may be a source of strength. I pray, Father, that you would reveal yourself to him in the pages of this book. May you watch over this book, Father. May you bless it, we pray. May you keep it, even as we pray that you would keep him. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Saints, you may be seated just for a minute. Just a couple of announcements. Firstly, we wanted to introduce to those who weren't here yesterday, Brother David Nash. Brother David was with us 2 years ago. Many saints will remember when he was here with his daughter, Sister Ruth. He's come this time with his wife, Sister Deborah, and we do really greet them and hope they've been feeling welcome so far. It's been nice to be with them. So today he's coming to minister two services to us. I think he might have a topic that's going to take both services, so let's hope people aren't just going to leave the football match at halftime. You wouldn't find that when you're in the world and you're in the spirit of football, you wouldn't leave at halftime. But you find sometimes saints, they leave at halftime and you wonder, what were they thinking about? Because you find things always build up to a climax. So amen. May the Lord bless his word today. a couple of announcements here. Just wanted to put these dates down so that saints who need to take time off work can maybe note these dates down. That's June the 9th and the 10th. We have Brother George Martin is coming. So he's coming to preach for us on the Saturday evening. And Brother Tom will bring his church down, as many of them as possibly can come on the Saturday evening. And then he's going to preach for us on the Sunday morning here, Brother George. And then he's going to preach for Brother Tommy in the evening, Sunday evening. So whichever saints were from here would be free to go. We could go and join up with the saints there on the Sunday evening. So we're hoping and praying that that will be a blessing. We know Brother George, he's a real blessing to be with. Brother Bishop and the saints that have been under his ministry before, they know Brother George very well. I know him. He's such a wonderful brother to be with, very humble, but he's such an encyclopedia of spiritual knowledge. And whenever he comes, he brings something unusual, but it's always a blessing. So let's pray for that weekend. That's the 9th and 10th of June. We've then been going backwards and forwards quite a bit with Brother Barry Coffey because we're trying to find suitable dates for him to come to us in the summertime. And it had looked like he was only going to be able to come in the middle of July, which wasn't really suitable for some saints because I know Brother Virgus and his family will be away and Brother George would have been away in Ventspils at the family camp in Latvia. But it's worked out very well. He's going to be with us, Brother Barry, on June the 30th and July the 1st. That's the last Saturday, last weekend of June. So it's 3 weeks after Brother George is with us, we have Brother Barry. So we wanted to try to really make a convention out of that time, a family camp. So we're really glad that he's coming. He was such a great blessing last time he came. And I've traveled around with him quite a lot, Brother Barry, and it's been a wonderful time being with him. So we're going to be inviting other saints to come. And if you have any people that you would like to invite them along. Let's make that weekend something special by the grace of God when he comes. He's asked just to stay in Dublin. You know, so we're going to have just the meetings here in Dublin. We're going to have meetings on Saturday and Sunday. So I really would ask you, saints, to be in prayer for that weekend that the Lord might bless us. We've asked him to take down the family line once again because we've got a lot of young families, a lot of young children, newlyweds and stuff. And it was very helpful last time when he got onto fatherhood and he got onto the spirit of a father. Remember, he got onto that and the different topics he took last time. It was very wonderful, practical wisdom and advice to us. So please be in prayer for those weekends that the Lord might bless us in these meetings. Maybe without further ado, let's stand and sing one more song. We finished our announcements there. Let's sing that song again, I Bless Your Name. Let's maybe stand as we give over now to the preaching of the word. We just ask our brother to have his liberty today, and may the Lord's will be done.
Let's pray that night, and in the bed, we can to say, the chains were loosed, they were loosed, and they were free. I bless your name. I bless your name, I bless, hallelujah, I bless.
Gracious Heavenly Father, we come to you this morning again in the name of Jesus Christ. It's the name above all names. It's the word above all words, Lord, and you're called the Word of God. Father, we ask that the personal presence of Jesus Christ would once again. Lord, we know you're already here because you promised wherever even just two or three are gathered, it's a promise you'd be here. But Lord, as human beings, sometimes we don't recognize that presence because we're veiled in flesh. So I'm asking this morning, just tear down the veil. God, let these eyes of natural become eyes of supernatural, that we might see the supernatural God, that we might watch you at work, and that we might understand you. Father, we talked a little bit about your personality. May you manifest that now to us this morning. Manifest it not just before our eyes, but in our hearts and in our lives, that we might see Jesus Christ living in us. And Lord, make the way, if you would, that as we would leave this place, others might see Christ. For that's our desire, Lord, to bring forth children for you. Father, we make sure to say, I love you. I love you. God, we love you and we thank you this morning. Thank you, Lord, that we're not in a prison somewhere. And if there are those that are in prison, Lord, spiritually speaking, God, break the bars. Unlock the door. Father, that we might be free by your word and your spirit to serve you, as we thank you and praise you in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. Bless your name. I bless your name. Do y'all know that, Lord, you are so precious? You know that song? You want to sing a song? Can I use it? Can I do the key? Can I borrow your key? They found out last night. Amen. I know more than one song.
Amen. Hallelujah. Yes, I was happy because you connect this dim chanson.
We'll move out the way.
Thank you, brothers. Usually I have my daughter here to help me sing this one. I could not find my way. I was lost and torn apart, alone and so. You can be seated, I'm sorry. So afraid. Tears became my company, my friends had all turned back. Words of prayer just seemed to fall, I found no comfort there. Then a voice, a light, a prayer lifted me somewhere where I've seen His glory in the Holy of Holies. I've seen Him face to face. I found my rapture by His word encaptured. I am pardoned by His grace. Standing in the presence of the King of Kings, standing in His presence, I am living in His presence. Standing in His presence.
chains, I am changed. Now I walk much differently, a child of God I'm found. His word revealed inside of me, it's Christ my Lord's come down. Priest, the judge, the conqueror, the mighty God is he. His glory reigns with majesty, Christ Jesus is the King. Lifted by his presence near into
Malagasy language from Madagascar, and in their language it sounds like this. Geozio Sarobiri Ami Q Amilo Geozio Sarobiri Ami Q Amilo Tiakana. Satria Nitria Ami Mialao. Sorry, I don't know it in French. I know it in Spanish, but in English, and you can help, you can learn this. It's a beautiful song. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. So precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me, and I love you. Yes, I love.
Because you've
question. It's really, we sing that song, Yes, Jesus Loves Me. It really is. It's a love affair with Jesus Christ. So as you sing it to Him as you love Him, okay? Oh, Lord, You are so precious to me. Oh, Lord, You are so precious to me. And I love You. Yes, I love You. God bless you. Once more, we'll pray as we get ready to approach the Word. Heavenly Father, we've sung the songs of Zion, Lord. We've sung these things today not just to entertain one another or to entertain You, but as an expression of our hearts, Lord. Jesus, I love You. That song they sing, I'm not, last night, I'm not what I want to be, amen. And I'm not what I ought to be, amen. But I sure ain't what I used to be. Amen. So we ask this morning that the immortal God would once again come. May I be able to do my job and just step out of the way and You speak to Your people, Lord. Heart to heart, lip to ear. God, I give You this service. We give You the words about to be spoken. For the honor and glory of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. As we're standing, if we could turn to Psalms 95.
Psalm 95.
Hallelujah.
You love Him this morning? I love You.
Amen.
Got a lot of. Try that. Is that better? I hear it ringing. Hear me. In Psalms 95, we'll start with verse 7 and read to the end.
The 7 jusqu'à la fin.
It says, "For He is our God, and we are the people of His pasture and the sheep of His hand. Today, if you will hear His voice and harden not your heart, as in the provocation, and as in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted Me, proved Me, and saw My work,
40 years long was I grieved with this generation and said, it is a people that do err in their heart, and they have not known my ways.
Amen.
Unto whom I swear in my wrath that they should not enter into my rest.
Car il est notre Dieu, et nous sommes le peuple de son pâturage, le troupeau que sa main conduit. Aussi vous pouviez écouter aujourd'hui sa voix, n'endurcissez pas vos cœurs, comme à Meriba, comme la journée de Massa dans le désert, où vos pères me tentèrent, m'éprouvèrent, quoi qu'ils vissent mes œuvres. Pendant 40 ans, j'eus cette race en dégoût, et je dis, c'est un peuple dont le cœur est égaré, ils ne connaissent pas mes voix. Aussi, j'ai juré dans ma colère, ils n'entreront pas dans mon repos.
And we find the same thing again written in Hebrews chapter 3.
Dans Hébreux 3 aussi.
And starting at verse 7.
Partie du verset 7.
It says, wherefore, as the Holy Ghost saith, today if ye will hear his voice, harden not your hearts as in the day of provocation in the wilderness, or in the day of temptation in the wilderness, when your fathers tempted me, proved me, and saw my works 40 years. Where was I grieved with that generation, and said, do they always err in their hearts? They have not known my ways. So I swore in my wrath, they shall not enter into my rest. Take heed, brethren, therefore, lest any of you with an evil heart of unbelief in departing from the living God.
C'est pourquoi, selon ce que dit le Saint-Esprit, aujourd'hui, si vous entendez sa voix, n'endurcissez pas vos cœurs, comme lors de la révolte, les jours de la tentation dans le désert, où vos pères me tentèrent pour m'éprouver, et ils virent mes œuvres pendant 40 ans. Aussi, je fus irrité contre cette génération, et j'ai dit, ils ont toujours un cœur qui s'égare, ils n'ont pas connu mes voix. J'ai juré donc dans ma colère, ils n'entreront pas dans mon repos. Prenez garde, frère, que quelqu'un de vous n'ait un cœur mauvais et incrédule au point de se détourner du Dieu vivant.
Heavenly Father, we've read your word. We ask now you bless it to the hearts of the people in the name of Jesus Christ.
You can be seated.
As Christians,
comme chrétiens,
I believe it's after reading these particular portions of Scripture.
Je crois qu'après avoir lu cette portion particulière de l'Écriture,
it's important that we know the ways of God.
Il est très important que nous connaissions les voies de Dieu.
If I were to speak this morning,
si je dois parler ce matin,
as far as I guess the subject.
Si je dois choisir un sujet,
would actually be identification.
Ça doit être l'identification.
Because everyone has some kind of identification.
Parce que chacun a une certaine sorte d'identification.
And we need to have some kind of identification.
Et nous avons besoin d'avoir une certaine identification.
You know, when I wanted to enter the country,
quand je voulais entrer dans ce pays,
they said, "Can we see your identification?"
On m'a demandé si on pouvait voir mon identité.
Well, I have this little blue book.
J'ai ce petit livre bleu.
It says I'm an American.
Qui dit que je suis américain.
Has a picture inside.
Il y a une photo à l'intérieur.
Says this is who I am.
Disant que c'est ce que moi je suis.
Says in these yellow papers, if I bite you, it's okay.
Et cette truc jaune qui dit que je suis en bonne santé.
Because I've had all my shots.
Parce que j'avais eu ma vaccination.
So you know you're safe this morning.
Vous savez que vous n'avez rien à craindre de moi.
But that's identification.
Cette identification,
and you present that to the person,
vous la présentez à quelqu'un,
and unless they have a good reason, they let you in.
Si, à moins qu'ils aient une bonne raison, mais sinon ils vont vous laisser entrer.
And so, I think as we look at these scriptures this morning,
et je crois comme nous regardons ces écritures ce matin,
it's interesting to think that some real believers,
c'est intéressant de voir que certains vrais croyants,
or they appear to be real believers,
ou ils apparaissent être des vrais croyants,
ones that were entitled to entry,
quand on leur permet d'entrer,
they failed to gain entry,
ils refusent d'entrer,
because there was something wrong with their identification,
parce qu'il y a quelque chose qui ne marche pas avec leur identité.
They identified with something other than what they should have.
Ils s'identifient à quelque chose autre que ce à quoi ils devaient s'identifier.
Now,
You read the magazines and you hear the reports.
Vous lisez les journaux et vous entendez des rapports.
I don't know if they have it over here so much.
Je sais pas s'il y en a beaucoup ici.
But in the United States, they have what they call identity theft.
Aux États-Unis, il y a ce qu'on appelle vol d'identité.
And it's a place where they would get a hold of your passport, maybe.
C'est quelques gens qui vont avoir peut-être votre passeport.
Or hack into your computer system.
Ou ils vont s'introduire malignement dans votre
and
ordinateur.
Gain the information of your identification.
Et ils vont avoir toutes les informations sur votre identité.
Maybe get a fake passport.
Ou ils vont faire un faux passeport.
And even put their picture over the top of yours.
Ils vont mettre leur photo sur votre photo.
Go into the bank and
ils vont aller à la banque et taper des empreintes.
And be able to take your money.
Et ils seront capables de prendre ton argent.
Your credit cards.
Ta carte de crédit.
All kinds of havoc.
Et toutes sortes de choses.
Because they stole your identification.
Parce qu'ils ont volé votre identité.
So it's important that we realize or that we have our own identification.
C'est important que nous réalisons que nous avons notre propre identité.
And that we don't allow it to be stolen from
us. Et que nous n'acceptions pas que quelqu'un nous le vole.
As best as possible.
Aussi au mieux que nous pouvons.
Because with your identification,
parce qu'avec ton identité,
you are allowed certain privileges.
Il y a certains privilèges qui y sont attachés.
I heard the brothers talking about the healthcare in Ireland.
Il y a des frères qui parlent du système de santé en Irlande.
And the sister saying that anybody can go to the doctor.
Il dit que chacun peut aller à un docteur.
If I understood right, they don't charge you to go to the doctor.
Le docteur ne va pas te demander de payer.
And a certain amount of the prescriptions are free.
Et même il y a des médicaments qui sont gratuits.
And all you have to do,
tout ce que tu dois faire,
is present your identification.
C'est de présenter ton identité.
And show them that I'm from the country of Ireland.
Et vous leur montrez que je vis en Irlande.
And then you're allowed that privilege.
Et alors tu as accès à ce privilège.
There's other things with other countries.
Il y a certaines autres choses avec d'autres pays.
That if you can show that you're a member of that country,
si tu peux montrer que tu es membre quelqu'un de ce pays-là,
you're allowed certain privileges.
Il y a des privilèges liés à cela.
But if you lose that identification,
mais si tu perds cette identification,
it can become very hard on you.
Ça peut devenir très difficile pour toi.
If I were to lose my passport,
si je perds mon passeport aujourd'hui,
it's important that I would gain it back before I go home.
Il est important que je le récupère avant de rentrer chez moi.
Because if I walk up to the gate when I get home,
parce que si j'arrive au contrôle à la maison,
and I don't have any identification,
et que je n'ai rien comme identité,
and the man is at the gate,
l'homme qui est au poste de contrôle,
he says, "Who are you?"
Il va dire, qui es-tu?
Well, I'm David Nash.
Oui, je suis David Nash.
Who's David Nash?
Qui est David Nash?
Well, it's me.
C'est moi.
My good looks won't get me in.
Peu importe à quoi je ressemble, on va pas me laisser entrer.
Is that right? They will want to know all other kinds of things.
On va chercher à connaître toutes sortes de choses.
They say, "Well, where's your passport?"
Ils vont demander où est ton passeport.
I left it on the desk in the hotel.
J'ai oublié ça à l'hôtel.
In Ireland.
En Irlande.
He'll say, "Go sit over there."
On va te dire, va t'asseoir un peu dans là-bas à côté.
And then you have the option.
Et tu as des options.
The policemen, they may do all kinds of things, make you stand in funny positions.
Les policiers vont te faire faire toutes sortes de gymnastiques.
And you know, ask you all kinds of questions.
Ils vont te poser tout un tas de questions.
And they're really going to want to know is why did you leave the passport back there?
Ils veulent réellement savoir pourquoi tu as laissé ton passeport là-bas.
Why don't you have your identification?
Pourquoi n'as-tu pas ton identité?
Well, and then they might or they might not let me back in.
Ils peuvent ou ne peuvent pas me laisser entrer.
I might have to even go to jail for a little time.
Je peux même aller en prison pour quelque temps.
Until they can prove.
Jusqu'à ce qu'ils vont prouver.
Who I am.
Qui je suis.
Now I might have people there that could vouch for me.
Je peux avoir des gens qui viennent parler pour moi.
Say, "He's my brother."
Ils vont dire, c'est mon frère.
Same father.
Nous sommes des mêmes pères.
Different mother.
Des mères différentes.
And they might approve of that.
Ils peuvent être d'accord avec ça.
But it really depends on whoever is in position to let you in.
Cela dépend de la personne qui prend la décision.
So your identification is important.
Ton identification est très importante.
And as a Christian, it's even more important.
Et en tant que chrétien, c'est même plus important.
Because we're not talking now about just entry into a country.
Nous ne parlons pas maintenant d'entrer seulement dans un pays.
Because they might send me back to Ireland.
Parce qu'ils peuvent me renvoyer en Irlande.
And if the Irish let me in,
si les Irlandais me laissent entrer,
I kind of like it here.
Je viens m'habiter ici.
Might be a nice place to live.
Ça peut être un bon endroit pour moi pour habiter.
I could become an Irish citizen.
Je peux devenir un citoyen irlandais.
Say those people, you know, I want political asylum. They didn't let me in.
Je peux venir demander l'asile politique et ils vont me laisser entrer.
But as Christians, we're talking about eternal life.
Mais comme chrétiens, nous parlons de la vie éternelle.
We're talking about an entry into a place.
Nous parlons de l'entrée à un endroit
where there's no sickness, no sorrow, no death.
Où il n'y a pas de maladie, où il n'y a pas de souci, où il n'y a pas de mort.
Where you live. Eternally.
Où tu vis éternellement.
The human mind can't even grasp that.
La pensée humaine ne peut même pas considérer cela.
And some of the other benefits of that passport into that country.
Et quelques-uns des avantages de ce passeport dans ce pays-là.
You don't have to wait at the airport.
Vous n'avez pas à attendre pour arriver à l'aéroport.
Because you can travel like a thought.
Parce que tu peux travailler comme une pensée, tu peux voyager comme une pensée.
If you want to communicate with someone,
si tu veux communiquer avec quelqu'un,
you can just be there to do it.
Tu peux être capable d'être là en ce moment-là.
We won't need a cell phone.
Nous n'aurons pas besoin de téléphone portable.
We're talking about a kingdom of God.
Nous parlons du royaume de Dieu.
And a place where you never have to worry about death.
Où tu n'auras pas à t'inquiéter de la mort.
No suffering.
De la souffrance.
A place so wonderful.
Une place vraiment merveilleuse.
That Paul said there's not even words to describe it.
Paul dit qu'il n'y a même pas de mots pour le décrire.
The human language has no way to even for me to even convey all of it to you.
La langue humaine n'a même pas de mots pour exprimer cela.
You don't want to miss it.
Il faut pas le manquer.
You don't want to miss it.
Il faut pas le manquer.
But you have to have identification.
Mais tu dois avoir une identification
to get there.
Pour y arriver.
Now I find it strange as we read these scriptures.
Ça paraît un peu étrange comme nous lisons ces écritures.
Because here was a people that they were called out.
Il y avait des gens qui étaient appelés à sortir.
They had been identified by prophecy.
Ils avaient été identifiés par prophétie.
As God's children.
Comme des enfants de Dieu.
When God had spoke to Abraham,
quand Dieu avait parlé à Abraham,
he said, you know, your seed, Abraham,
il dit ta semence, Abraham,
they're going to go down into a strange country for 400 years.
Ils vont aller pendant 400 ans dans un pays étranger.
And after that time,
et après ce temps,
I will bring them out,
je vais les faire sortir,
and I will take them in.
Et je vais les faire entrer.
They had identification.
Ils avaient une identification.
We're Abraham's children.
Nous sommes les enfants d'Abraham.
And we have a calling.
Et nous avons un appel.
And God has called us or sent us to this country.
Dieu nous a appelés de sortir de ce pays.
And when the time came to call him out,
et tant qu'il est arrivé pour nous faire sortir,
they had identification that they could leave the country.
Ils avaient l'identification qu'ils pouvaient sortir du pays.
And they had identification that they should go into the promised land.
Ils avaient l'identification qu'ils devaient aller dans la terre promise.
But what happened?
Mais qu'est-ce qui est arrivé?
Something got in the way.
Quelque chose est arrivé sur leur chemin.
And God began to show them.
Et Dieu a commencé à leur montrer.
You're my children.
Vous êtes mes enfants.
Look at a few of the things I'll do for you.
Regardez certaines petites choses que je vais faire pour vous.
You know, the Egyptians were not kind.
Les Égyptiens n'étaient pas gentils.
And they laid the whip on your back.
Ils vous chicotaient derrière.
So let's watch what I can do to the Egyptians.
Et regardez ce que je vais faire aux Égyptiens.
And he called Moses.
Il a appelé Moïse.
Said Moses, go down and be a god to those people.
Il dit Moïse descend et va être Dieu pour ces gens.
To the children of Abraham.
Aux enfants d'Abraham.
The ones that have identification.
Ceux qui ont l'identification.
That will take them out of Egypt.
Tu vas les faire sortir de l'Égypte.
And into a promised land.
Les amener dans la terre promise.
That's what their passport was worth.
C'était ça la valeur de leur passeport.
And so God even calls Moses.
Dieu a même appelé Moïse.
Sends him down there.
Il l'a envoyé là-bas.
And they get to start collecting.
Ils ont commencé, il a commencé à les appeler.
On some of the benefits.
Il a commencé à parler de certains avantages.
Of their identification.
De leur identité.
They are identified with the supernatural God.
Ils étaient identifiés avec le surnaturel.
And the supernatural God, when he sends the warning to Pharaoh.
Et quand le Dieu surnaturel a envoyé l'avertissement à Pharaon.
The command.
Le commandement.
Let my people go.
Laisse partir mon peuple.
Now they had their identification.
Ils avaient leur identité.
They were my people. God just said so.
Dieu a dit qu'ils étaient mon peuple.
And he has a purpose for them.
Ils avaient un but pour eux.
But Pharaoh tried to stand in the way.
Pharaon a essayé de résister à cela.
God has just given them his identification.
Dieu leur avait donné seulement leur identité.
He just put his name on the passport.
Il avait seulement mis son nom sur leur passeport.
Let my people go.
Laissez partir mon peuple.
And when Pharaoh got in the way,
et quand Pharaon s'est tenu sur leur chemin,
they began to enjoy the benefits.
Ils ont commencé à bénéficier des avantages.
And the plagues began to fall upon
Egypt. Et les plaies ont commencé à frapper les Égyptiens.
And the supernatural God
et
began
le Dieu surnaturel a commencé
all kinds of works
à faire toutes sortes de travail
upon Egypt.
Sur l'Égypte.
Well, instead of Pharaoh saying, you know, looking at it and thinking, well, maybe I should let him go.
Au lieu que Pharaon dise, je dois seulement le laisser partir.
Bible said he hardened his heart.
La Bible dit que Dieu a endurci son cœur.
He hardened his heart.
Il a endurci son cœur.
Against their identification.
Contre leur identification.
He thought his was higher.
Il pensait qu'il était plus élevé.
Well, I'm the Pharaoh.
Je suis le Pharaon.
I'm the king of this nation.
Je suis le roi de cette nation.
These are my people.
Ce sont mes gens.
They're my slaves.
Ce sont mes esclaves.
God said, no, they're not.
Dieu a dit qu'ils ne le sont pas.
I gave them a new passport.
Je leur ai donné un nouveau passeport.
They had identification.
Ils ont l'identification.
And as we, if we were to go through the book of Exodus,
et si nous pouvons aller au travers du livre d'Exode,
some of those other books, Numbers, Deuteronomy,
et à les nombres, les Deutéronomes,
we could see all the things that God began to display.
Nous pouvons voir toutes les choses que Dieu a commencé à faire,
and all the works that he did,
et tout le travail qu'il fit,
to get his people out of Egypt,
pour faire sortir son peuple de l'Égypte.
Let my people go.
Laisse partir mon peuple.
And so they came out of Egypt.
Ils sont sortis de l'Égypte.
They had all of the plagues.
Il y avait toutes ces plaies.
And finally, when God smote Egypt with death,
et quand Dieu finalement a frappé l'Égypte de mort,
Pharaoh couldn't take it anymore.
Pharaon ne pouvait plus tenir.
Because the children of Egypt or the children of Israel,
parce que les enfants d'Israël,
did not die.
Ils n'étaient pas morts.
And Pharaoh had to recognize.
Pharaon avait alors reconnu.
They had a higher calling.
Qu'ils avaient un appel plus élevé.
He had to recognize their passport.
Il devait reconnaître leur passeport.
You see, their passport said, "I will bring them out."
Leur passeport avait dit, je vais les faire sortir.
And Pharaoh had to tell them, "Okay, get out."
Pharaon devait leur dire, sortez.
And so they got their passport out of the country.
Ils ont eu leur passeport et ils sont sortis du pays.
And Pharaoh, even after they had come out under the blood of the lamb.
Pharaon même après être sorti et être sous le sang de l'agneau.
You see, they had to apply another part of the passport.
Ils devaient appliquer une autre partie du passeport.
I guess you could call it like the visa.
Vous pouvez appeler ça le visa.
When it came time for the last plague.
Quand le temps est arrivé pour la dernière plaie.
God went to Moses.
Dieu est allé à Moïse.
Said, I want you to slay a lamb.
Il dit, je veux que tu immoles un agneau.
And you're going to take the blood from the lamb.
Et que tu prennes le sang de l'agneau.
And take the hyssop weed.
Et que tu prennes un torchon.
And you're going to strike the post of the door.
Et que tu vas appliquer sur le lintel.
And the lintel of the door, the top.
Sur le pavé aussi, sur le.
You have to apply the blood to the door.
Il devait appliquer le sang sur la porte.
And that's their visa.
Et c'est ça le visa.
He said, when a death angel goes through the land.
Quand l'ange de la mort va traverser le pays.
If I see anybody with the visa.
Quand il voit quelqu'un avec le visa.
The angel's not going to strike that house.
L'ange ne va pas frapper cette maison.
It was the works of God.
C'était l'œuvre de Dieu.
But remember the scriptures we read.
Rappelez-vous les œuvres que nous avons lues.
Said you saw my works.
Il dit vous avez vu mes œuvres.
But what made God upset or angry?
Ce qui a énervé Dieu.
was they never knew his ways.
C'est qu'ils n'avaient pas compris ses voies.
They had the passport.
Ils avaient le passeport.
And now they got their visa.
Maintenant qu'ils avaient leur visa aussi.
And it got them out of Egypt.
Il les a fait sortir d'Égypte.
And it even got them through the Red Sea.
Et il avait, leur a fait passer par la mer Rouge.
And after they get through the Red Sea,
après être passé par la mer Rouge,
it even destroyed their enemies.
Il avait même détruit leurs ennemis.
He said, "Those enemies from back there in Egypt."
Il dit, vos ennemis de là-bas en Égypte.
You'll never see them again.
Vous ne les verrez plus jamais.
Because they were destroyed.
Parce qu'ils étaient détruits.
As one of the benefits.
C'était l'un des bénéfices.
Of their identification.
De leur identification.
And so here they are on the other side.
Les voilà de l'autre côté.
And they get to enjoy the benefits.
Ils ont commencé à se réjouir des bénéfices.
And they rejoiced.
Ils s'étaient réjouis.
Miriam grabs the tambourine.
Miriam a pris le tambourin.
They had a real revival.
Ils avaient un vrai réveil.
Said she was dancing and playing the tambourine.
Ils étaient en train de danser avec le tambourin.
And all the daughters of Israel rejoiced with her.
Et toutes les filles d'Israël se sont réjouies avec elle.
It's one of the benefits.
C'était l'un des bénéfices.
Of an identification.
De l'identification.
With Almighty God.
Avec le Dieu Tout-Puissant.
You can be joyful.
Tu peux être heureux.
You can be happy.
Tu peux être content.
You can be peaceful.
Tu peux être en paix.
It's part of the contract.
C'est une partie du contrat.
It's given to you.
Cela vous est donné.
It's given to you.
Cela vous est donné.
To be able to see your enemies destroyed.
Être en mesure de voir votre ennemi détruit.
It's part of your identification.
C'est une partie de votre identité.
And they were happy to be identified.
Et ils étaient contents d'être identifiés.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
I'm a child of Abraham.
Je suis un fils d'Abraham.
Glory.
Gloire.
And Egypt's just been destroyed.
L'Égypte a été détruite.
And they got all happy.
Ils étaient très contents.
Well, it's just part of the benefits.
C'était une partie des avantages.
And we as Christians,
nous, comme chrétiens,
we have those kind of benefits.
Nous avons tous ces genres d'avantages.
You can be happy.
Tu peux être content.
You can have joy in your life.
Tu peux avoir la joie dans ta vie.
Well, there's other benefits.
Il y a beaucoup d'autres bénéfices.
When they got into trouble,
quand ils sont arrivés en difficulté,
and they actually sinned,
ils avaient péché.
And they were getting bitten by the snakes.
Ils ont commencé à être mordus par les serpents.
And they began to cry out.
Ils ont commencé à crier.
Cried out to Moses.
À Moïse.
The people were dying.
Les gens meurent, Moïse.
Now they have the passport.
Ils avaient le passeport.
They have the identification.
Ils ont leur identification.
They came out under the visa.
Ils sont sortis avec le visa.
But they're in trouble.
Mais ils sont en difficulté.
And so Moses.
Et Moïse.
Goes before God.
Il va devant Dieu.
And God tells him to put a brass serpent on a pole.
Et Dieu lui dit de mettre un serpent d'airain sur un poteau.
And he said, "Whoever looks at the brass serpent."
Il dit tout ce qui celui qui regarde le serpent d'airain.
Can be healed of their disease.
Il sera guéri de sa maladie.
And so, anyone that would identify.
Chacun qui pouvait s'identifier.
With God's provided way.
À la voie pourvue par Dieu.
Found out that part of their passport,
ils ont trouvé que une partie de leur passeport
would cause them to be over disease.
Va leur permettre d'être au-dessus de la maladie.
By identifying,
en s'identifiant
with the way out,
avec la voie de sortie.
Now we know that that represented Christ.
Nous savons que cela représente Christ.
Was sin already judged?
Le péché a déjà été jugé.
And that it would be hung on a tree.
Et a été pendu à la croix.
So it represented Christ.
Ça représentait Christ.
And when they looked at that brass serpent on the pole,
et quand ils ont regardé au serpent d'airain au bois,
they were identifying with Jesus Christ.
Ils étaient identifiés avec Jésus-Christ.
And when you identify with something or someone,
et quand tu t'identifies avec quelque chose ou quelqu'un,
it becomes part of you.
Ça devient une partie de toi.
Becomes part of your identification.
Ça devient une partie de ton identification.
I look at the inside of my passport.
Quand je regarde à l'intérieur de mon passeport,
there are certain stamps in there.
Il y a des cachets à l'intérieur.
France, Madagascar, South Africa,
Afrique du Sud.
All these different places.
Tous ces différents endroits.
That I can identify.
Où je peux m'identifier.
It's identified that I've been there.
Montrant que j'ai été là-bas.
And the people had this identification.
Et les gens ont leurs identifications.
So what happened?
Qu'est-ce qui arrive?
When it came time that they should enter in,
quand le temps est arrivé, vous devez entrer
to the fullness of their promise,
dans la plénitude de leur promesse,
some of them didn't make it.
Certains d'entre eux n'y arrivèrent pas.
What happened?
Qu'est-ce qui arriva?
Somebody came in.
Quelqu'un est arrivé
and stole their identification.
Et vola leur identification.
Oh yeah. Amen. Would you like to go back and read what happened?
Amen.
Remember, we read that he said, "You've seen my works."
Il dit, vous avez vu mes œuvres.
They had seen the works of God.
Ils ont vu les œuvres de Dieu.
They'd seen the plagues.
Ils ont vu les plaies.
They'd seen him drown their enemies.
Ils l'ont vu noyer leurs ennemis.
They were partakers of the healing.
Ils étaient participants de la guérison.
They ate the manna.
Ils ont eu mangé la
manne. They drank from the rock.
Ils ont bu du rocher.
They were identified with all of these things.
Ils étaient identifiés à toutes ces choses.
And yet, when it came time,
mais quand le temps arriva,
to enter into the fullness of the potential of their identification,
pour entrer dans la plénitude de leur identification,
some of them didn't make it.
Certains d'entre eux ne voulurent pas.
Let's look, go back and see what happened.
Reculons et voyons ce qui arriva.
In, I have Numbers 13, but I think it was Exodus. Excuse me. I might have written down the wrong thing here. There was a place where the children of Israel went where God had commanded them to send spies into the land. Okay, it is. It's Numbers. I'm sorry, I said Exodus. It's Numbers, the 13th chapter, and we'll start about the 25th verse. Now remember,
rappelez-vous,
the benefit of the passport,
le bénéfice du passeport,
was identification,
c'était l'identification,
and the right to travel,
et le droit de travailler, de voyager,
from a certain place,
d'un certain endroit,
to another place,
à un autre.
And that was just came with the passport.
Cela vient seulement avec le passeport.
That was their identification.
Ce qui était leur identification.
And it had been delivered to their father Abraham.
Ils étaient, qui a été délivré à leur père Abraham.
Verified by Moses and Aaron.
Vérifié par Moïse et Aaron.
By the pillar of fire.
Par la colonne de feu.
And it comes time to go through the last stage to get to what's theirs, what's rightfully theirs.
Le temps arrive où ils doivent entrer au dernier endroit où ils étaient.
We'll start with verse 23. It says, "And they came down into the brook of Eshcol and cut down from thence a branch of one cluster of grapes, and they bare it upon two, upon a staff, and they brought of the pomegranates and the figs. And the place was called the brook of Eshcol because the cluster of grapes and the children of Israel cut down from thence. And they returned from searching of the land after 40 days." Go ahead. That was 23-25.
Ils arrivèrent jusqu'à la vallée d'Eshcol, où ils coupèrent une branche de vigne avec une grappe de raisin qu'ils apportèrent à deux au moyen d'une perche. Ils prirent aussi des grenades et des figues. On donna à ces lieux le nom de vallée d'Eshcol à cause de la grappe que les enfants d'Israël y coupèrent.
And as we were, if we were to go ahead and read it for sake of time, I won't, but they come back and they tell and they show the children of Israel.
Ils sont revenus et ils ont montré aux enfants d'Israël
the benefits of the land.
Les bénéfices du pays.
But then they begin to give it a report.
Et alors ils commencèrent à donner un rapport.
And it said that the Amorites are there, the Canaanites are there.
Il dit qu'il y a des Amoréens, des Cananéens.
The children of the land are very great.
Ils sont grands, ces gens.
And the people began to murmur and get upset.
Et les gens commençaient à murmurer, à avoir peur.
And dropping down to verse 30, it says Caleb stilled the people before Moses.
Au verset 30, on dit Caleb fit taire le peuple devant Moïse.
And watch what he says.
Et regardez ce qu'il dit.
He says, "Let us go up at once."
Il dit, montons, emparons-nous du pays.
For we are well, let us go up at once and possess it, for we are well able.
able to overcome it.
Parce que nous y serons vainqueurs.
What was Caleb identifying with?
À quoi Caleb s'identifiait-il?
The passport.
Au passeport.
He said, you know, God brought us this far.
Il dit, Dieu nous a amenés jusqu'ici.
He's more than able to take us in.
Il est capable de nous amener jusque là-bas.
But they began to look at all the things of the land.
Ils ont commencé à regarder à tout ce qu'il y avait dans le pays.
The Canaanites, the Amalekites.
Les Cananéens, les Amalécites.
And they began to identify.
Ils ont commencé à s'identifier.
With the problems and the trials.
Aux problèmes et aux épreuves.
With all the depressions.
Sans la pression,
and all the problems that they were going to have to face.
Aux problèmes qu'ils allaient affronter.
And in verse 32, it says they brought an evil report upon the land.
Au verset 32, ils disent qu'ils avaient amené un mauvais rapport sur le pays.
An evil report.
Mauvais rapport.
Upon the land.
Sur le pays.
They brought up an evil report.
Ils ont amené un mauvais rapport.
And they said.
As we would continue down,
si nous descendons,
said it's a land that eats up the inhabitants.
Le pays est beau.
And he said, we saw the giants of the sons of Anak.
Nous avons vu les géants, les fils d'Anak.
And then going into chapter 14,
au verset 14,
says, and the congregation lifted up their voice and cried.
Toute l'assemblée leva la voix et poussa des cris.
And the people wept.
Et le peuple pleura.
Going into verse 2.
Verset 2.
The people began to murmur against Moses.
Tous les enfants d'Israël murmuraient contre Moïse.
God had told Moses.
Dieu avait dit à Moïse.
Go down and be a God to those people.
Va et sois Dieu pour ces gens.
So who are they murmuring against?
Ils murmuraient contre qui?
You see, somebody had stolen their identification.
Quelqu'un avait volé leur identité.
No longer are they feeling this land is theirs.
Ils ne sentaient plus que le pays leur appartenait.
But they feel like it belongs to those other inhabitants.
Mais ils sentaient qu'il appartenait à ceux qui y habitaient.
How can we fight these men?
Comment pouvons-nous combattre ces gens?
They have chariots of iron.
Ils sont géants.
They're giants.
Ils sont géants.
They eat up everything in the land.
Ils ont toute chose dans le pays.
Another place they said we're like grasshoppers before them.
Ils disent nous sommes comme des fourmis devant eux.
What happened to their identification?
Qu'est-ce qui arrive à leur identification?
They went from one passport.
Ils sont allés d'un passeport.
To now they're just a grasshopper.
Pour un autre.
They began to identify with the grasshoppers.
Ils ont commencé à s'identifier avec d'autres choses.
Instead of being the sons and daughters of Abraham.
Au lieu de s'identifier en tant qu'enfants et fils d'Abraham.
Now they're calling themselves bugs.
Ils ont commencé à s'appeler même des fourmis.
Somebody stole their identification.
Quelqu'un avait volé leur identité.
Well, of course we know it's Satan.
Nous savons que c'est Satan.
He tried to paint the picture to where it looked impossible.
Il commence à leur montrer une figure où cela semble impossible.
Remember the challenge in Psalms.
Rappelez-vous les enfants dans le chant.
He said, "You saw my works."
Il dit, vous avez vu mes œuvres.
He said, "But they never knew my ways."
Mais ils n'avaient pas connu mes voies.
All of that travel.
Tout ce voyage-là.
All the benefits of their identification.
Tous les bénéfices de leur identification.
Laid in a certain area.
Ils étaient dans un certain endroit.
What was that area?
Quel était cet endroit?
Well, if we continue to read through the scriptures.
Si nous continuons dans les écritures.
You could go down the road 40 years.
Vous pouvez descendre 40 ans plus tard.
And find Joshua standing at the edge of the river.
Vous verrez Josué se tenir au bord de la rivière.
And looking at the river.
Regardant la rivière.
And his friend Caleb standing by his side.
Et son frère ami Caleb à côté de lui.
God tells him, smite the river.
Dieu lui dit, frappe la rivière.
Or however it was there, and they walked across the river.
Ou peu importe, mais ils marchèrent à travers la rivière.
Let's go, Caleb.
Il dit, allons-y, Caleb.
And across the river they go.
Ils ont traversé la rivière.
And one day.
Et un jour.
They step on the other side.
Ils sont entrés de l'autre côté.
Say, Caleb.
Caleb,
look back.
Regarde derrière.
What is there?
Qu'est-ce qu'il y a derrière?
What had happened?
Amen.
He could have looked all the way back to Abraham.
Il pouvait regarder tout le chemin derrière vers Abraham.
and said, "This day, this scripture is fulfilled before your eyes."
Il dit, aujourd'hui cette écriture est accomplie devant vos yeux.
Because Abraham had been given a promise.
Parce qu'une promesse avait été donnée à Abraham.
Your children will go down and sojourn.
Et vos tes enfants iront dans un pays.
And I will bring them out.
Je vais les faire sortir.
And I will take them in.
Et je vais les faire entrer.
That's the identification.
C'est ça leur identification.
That's what the passport was all about.
C'était ça le but de leur passeport.
That's why they were given the visa.
C'est pourquoi ils avaient obtenu le visa.
To receive the land.
Pour recevoir le pays.
How did they receive it?
Comment pouvaient-ils le recevoir?
When the others began to identify.
Quand les autres ont commencé à s'identifier.
With grasshoppers.
Avec des insectes.
Do they have grasshoppers in Ireland?
Yes.
Avez-vous ces insectes là en Irlande?
Does anybody here like grasshoppers?
Ces insectes qui mangent les herbes.
I don't like them.
Je ne les aime pas.
We eat them in Africa.
Eat them in Africa. Are they good, brother? I think, I guess maybe dipped in chocolate, they're okay. I never cared for them as a kid.
Je ne me suis jamais soucié d'eux.
Except for when it was time to go fishing. They worked for fishing.
Je les utilisais seulement quand il fallait aller pêcher.
But, you know, they spew that brown juice.
Vous savez, ils sortent ces histoires, ces liquides jaunes, c'est un peu ça colle aux doigts.
And that was, had become their identification.
Et c'était identifié à ces insectes-là.
And they identified with the battle.
Et c'était identifié.
And with the strength of the enemy.
Avec les rues de l'ennemi.
But Joshua and Caleb stepped on the other side of that river.
Mais Josué et Caleb ont marché sur l'autre côté de la rivière.
Because they held on to their identification.
Parce qu'ils avaient gardé leur identification.
When those people came back and began to bring an evil report.
Quand ces gens sont rentrés, commençaient à porter des mauvais rapports.
We read Caleb's confession.
Nous avons lu la confession de Caleb.
What was it?
Qu'était-elle?
Let us go up at once.
Allons-y pour une fois.
And possess the land.
Et possédons le pays.
Let's go up at once and take it.
Allons-y pour une
and
fois.
And Joshua stood with Caleb.
Et Josué s'est tenu avec Caleb.
And tried to still the children of Israel.
Et a essayé de calmer les enfants d'Israël.
And they spoke something.
Et ils ont dit quelque chose.
Caleb said, "Let's go up at once."
Caleb a dit, avançons.
Joshua also, "We're more than able to take the land."
Josué leur a dit de posséder le pays.
What were they identifying with?
Qu'est-ce qu'ils s'identifiaient à?
What was their identification?
Quelle était leur identification?
God said,
Dieu avait dit,
"I will bring them out."
Et je vais les faire sortir.
And I'll take them in.
Et je vais les faire entrer.
God, if they could have got out of Egypt on their own, they would have done it.
S'ils pouvaient sortir eux-mêmes de l'Égypte, ils pouvaient le faire.
It took God to take them out of Egypt.
Ça avait demandé à Dieu de les faire sortir.
If they could have survived in the wilderness on their own,
ils pouvaient survivre dans le désert avec leurs propres efforts.
They would have done it.
Ils auraient pu le faire s'ils le pouvaient.
But they could not do it by themselves.
Mais ils ne pouvaient pas le faire eux-mêmes.
It took a special identification.
Cela demandait une identification spéciale.
It took a special identification to walk through the Red Sea.
Il fallait une identification spéciale pour marcher au travers de la mer Rouge.
Because when the Egyptians tried it without the identification,
parce que quand les Égyptiens sont venus avec leur identification,
it destroyed them.
Ils les avaient détruits.
And we have an identification.
Et nous avons une identification.
Remember, he said that you've seen my works.
Rappelez-vous, il dit, vous avez vu mes œuvres.
Said, but they didn't know my ways.
Mais ils n'avaient pas connu mes voies.
Are you beginning to understand the ways of God?
Commencez-vous à comprendre les voies de Dieu?
Caleb identified.
Caleb s'identifia.
Saw his identification.
Il avait vu son identification.
In the Word of God.
Dans la parole de Dieu.
Joshua saw his identification.
Josué vit son identification.
In the promise for his hour.
Dans la promesse de son heure.
But those others,
mais les autres,
at the very brink of crossing into the land,
juste au moment d'entrer dans le pays,
let their identity get stolen.
Ils ont laissé leur identité être volée.
And they died in the wilderness.
Et ils sont morts dans le désert.
We read there.
Nous avons lu.
Or there's another place in the scriptures where it talks about it.
Il y a une autre place dans les écritures, nous allons en parler.
And they said, "Oh,
Whether we had died in the wilderness.
Ils disent, pourquoi ne sommes-nous pas morts dans le désert?
And another place that said, oh, that we had been able to stay in Egypt.
Ailleurs, ils disent, nous aurions pu rester en Égypte.
Let me ask you a question.
Laisse-moi vous poser une question.
The Bible said, out of the abundance of the heart, the mouth speaks.
La Bible dit, c'est de l'abondance du cœur que la bouche parle.
What was in their heart?
Qu'est-ce qui était dans leur cœur?
Come on. All that we had stayed in Egypt.
Nous aurions pu rester en Égypte.
All that we had died in the wilderness.
Nous aurions pu mourir dans le désert.
Egypt.
Egypt.
Was still in their heart.
Était toujours dans leur cœur.
Because that's what came out of their mouth.
Parce que c'est ce qui est sorti de leur bouche.
Even the wilderness journey to them.
Même le voyage dans le désert
was better than becoming a recipient of the promise.
Était meilleur que devenir possesseur de la promesse.
Out of the abundance of their hearts, the mouth spoke.
De l'abondance de leur cœur, la bouche parla.
Now, that brings us to an interesting question.
Cela nous amène à une question intéressante.
When they did that,
pourquoi ont-ils fait cela?
What made them different than Joshua and Caleb?
Qu'est-ce qui a fait d'eux différents de Josué et Caleb?
Well, Joshua and Caleb said, "Let's go up at once and take it."
Josué et Caleb ont dit, avançons et prenons le pays.
We're more than able.
Nous sommes plus que capables.
They identified with the promise that was given to them.
Ils s'identifièrent à la promesse qui leur a été donnée.
And it became their passport.
Et cela devint leur passeport.
Into that country.
Dans le pays.
And the others
et les autres,
got their passport back.
Ils ont eu leur passeport pour rentrer.
Because Egypt represents death.
Parce que l'Égypte représente la mort.
That wilderness journey.
Les voyages dans le désert
represented the sins and all of those other things that they had to go through.
Représente les péchés et toutes ces choses qu'ils devaient traverser.
And they looked at their own problems.
Ils ont eu leurs propres problèmes.
They looked at death.
Ils ont regardé à la mort.
And they said.
Et ils ont dit.
That they wanted to go back there.
Qu'ils voulaient rentrer là-bas.
We talk about the third pole ministry.
Nous parlons du ministère du troisième pôle.
We talk about the great things that God does.
Nous parlons des grandes choses que Dieu fait.
We've seen even, I imagine, in this little congregation.
Nous avons vu, j'imagine, cette petite congrégation.
Healings and salvations.
Les guérisons, les saluts.
And God doing things by His word.
Dieu faisant des choses par sa parole.
Identifying Himself with you.
S'identifiant lui-même avec vous.
And we come here to identify with His word.
Et nous venons ici pour nous identifier à sa parole.
But don't fall into the same category as those did.
Mais ne tombez pas dans la même catégorie que ces gens que nous lisons.
You got to get Egypt out of your heart.
Ils ont appelé. Ils avaient toujours l'Égypte dans leur cœur.
Forget the wilderness experience.
Ils ont oublié l'expérience du désert.
And go on to the fullness of the promise.
Ils sont arrivés à la promesse.
How did they get there?
Pourquoi? Qu'est-ce qu'ils ont fait là-bas?
And how did they fall?
Comment sont-ils tombés?
They fell by their own words.
Ils sont tombés par leurs propres paroles.
They fell by their own desires.
Par leurs propres désirs.
Egypt was in their heart.
L'Égypte était dans leur cœur.
And when they spoke it,
et quand ils l'ont prononcé,
when they spoke of death, they received it.
Quand ils ont parlé de la mort, ils ont reçu la mort.
And when the others spoke of life,
quand les autres ont parlé de la vie,
because of the unbelief,
à cause de l'incrédulité,
of the others,
des autres,
it postponed it a little bit.
Cela les avait retardés un peu.
40 years.
40 ans.
It's like that in the eyes of God.
C'est rien devant les yeux de Dieu.
But after 40 years,
mais si après 40 ans,
when Joshua and Caleb stepped across that river,
quand Josué et Caleb ont traversé la rivière,
they began to possess,
ils ont commencé à posséder,
their own words,
leurs propres paroles.
Remember, they're the ones that said, "Let's go and possess it."
Rappelez-vous qu'ils étaient ceux qui avaient dit, avançons et possédons.
We're more than able.
Nous sommes plus que capables.
And they became possessors.
Ils sont devenus possesseurs
of the things that they spoke.
Des choses qu'ils avaient confessées.
We talk about the spoken word.
Nous parlons de la parole parlée.
Brother Branham giving the examples.
Brother Branham donne l'exemple.
God speaking squirrels into existence.
Dieu avait amené les écureuils à l'existence.
Rebuking the storm.
Repoussant la tempête.
Doing these different things.
Faisant toutes sortes de choses.
Think, oh, what a great thing that.
Oh, quelle grande chose.
Moses did,
que Moïse avait fait,
or that the prophet of this age did,
que le prophète de cet âge a fait.
But what they didn't realize,
mais ce qu'ils n'avaient pas réalisé,
that when God sent Moses down there,
que c'était que quand Dieu avait envoyé Moïse,
with that anointing,
avec cette onction,
to speak those things,
pour dire ces choses,
to perform those miracles,
pour faire ces miracles,
to take the people out,
pour faire sortir le peuple,
the anointing was not there just for Moses.
L'onction n'était pas là-bas seulement pour Moïse.
They became partakers.
Ils étaient participants
of the same anointing.
De la même onction.
God said, "You speak, Moses."
Dieu a dit, Moïse, parle.
Speak, Moses.
Parle, Moïse.
Speak to the rock, Moses.
Parle au rocher.
And whatever Moses spoke,
tout ce que Moïse dit,
God would do it.
Dieu le fit.
And they were under the same anointing.
Ils étaient sous la même onction.
And as that anointing filtered from Moses onto the people,
et il y avait une onction descendant de Moïse aux gens.
At that time, when they would need to have the fullness of that anointing,
et au moment où ils avaient besoin d'avoir toute la plénitude de cette onction,
those spoke themselves into the land.
Certains se sont introduits eux-mêmes dans le pays.
And those others spoke themselves out.
Et d'autres se sont prononcés eux-mêmes en dehors du pays.
Bible says, "By your words."
La Bible dit, par tes paroles,
you'll be justified.
Tu seras justifié.
Or by your words,
ou par tes paroles,
you'll be condemned.
Tu seras condamné.
And they condemned themselves.
Ils se sont condamnés eux-mêmes.
Because of what was in their heart.
À cause de ce qui était dans leur cœur.
Talking about the ways of God.
Nous parlons des voies de Dieu.
And what are we identifying with?
Et nous nous identifions à quoi?
Are we identified with the trials?
Nous nous identifions nous aux épreuves?
Oh, I don't know.
Je ne sais pas.
I don't know if I can make it.
Je ne sais pas si je vais y arriver.
Or are we identifying what God said about us?
Nous identifions-nous à ce que Dieu dit à propos de cette épreuve.
If you flip through these pages,
si vous parcourez au travers des pages,
I find where he says, "You're more than conquerors through Jesus Christ."
Je vois là où il dit, vous êtes plus que vainqueurs en Jésus-Christ.
I don't care how big the enemy in the land is.
Je peux vaincre l'ennemi dans ce pays.
I have made your way, said the Lord.
J'ai préparé votre voie, dit le Seigneur.
To him that overcometh,
à ceux qui vont vaincre,
will I grant to sit with me in my throne?
Ils seront capables de s'asseoir avec moi sur mon trône.
And how did he overcome?
Comment vont-ils vaincre?
He said, even as I overcame.
Il dit, même il a vaincu.
And I'm sat down with my father's throne, or in my father's throne.
C'est lui qui va vaincre, je vais m'asseoir avec lui sur le père, sur le trône de mon père.
He overcame by the word.
Il a vaincu par la parole.
It's simple.
C'est simple.
And we started talking about the prophet and how God did tremendous things by the spoken word.
Nous avons commencé à parler du prophète et comment Dieu a fait des choses merveilleuses par la parole parlée.
And they were approaching the hour.
Et l'heure arrivait
in which they should be crossing in.
Où ils devaient entrer.
And let's think about it for a moment.
Pensons-y pour un moment.
I said that the anointing that was on Moses had moved on to the congregation.
J'ai dit que si l'onction qui était en Moïse avait s'était déplacée dans la congrégation.
Speak, Moses, I'll do it.
Parlez, Moïse, et je vais le faire.
And Moses would speak.
Moïse pouvait parler.
And it would come to pass.
Et cela arrivait.
And now that people had come under the same anointing.
Et les gens étaient sous la même onction.
Speak and I'll bring it to pass.
Parlez, je vais le réaliser.
And when they spoke themselves of death,
quand ils se sont prononcés eux-mêmes la mort,
they went there.
Ils sont allés à la mort.
When they spoke themselves into the land,
quand ils ont parlé de la vie,
they became possessors.
Ils sont devenus possesseurs du pays.
And we see the prophet of God goes down to a little woman's house.
Nous avons vu que le prophète de Dieu était dans la maison d'une petite femme.
A sister named Hattie Wright.
La sœur s'appelait Hattie Wright.
Not much to look at.
Elle n'avait rien d'intéressant.
Talked to Brother Kenny Capps. He lived in Jeffersonville.
Il était déjà parlé avec le frère de Jeffersonville.
He said he got in trouble once.
Il dit qu'il était en difficulté une fois.
Because he said the woman was ugly.
Parce qu'il avait dit que la femme était laide.
She had problem with her teeth.
Elle avait des problèmes avec ses dents.
Her hair was not always combed.
Ses cheveux n'étaient jamais peignés.
Just lived in a little house.
Elle vivait dans une petite maison.
Had a sick daughter, so she didn't have everything cleaned up all the time.
Elle avait une petite fille malade, so des choses étaient sales toujours.
But she was a real believer.
Mais elle était une vraie croyante.
And a prophet stops by her house.
Le prophète s'arrêta dans sa maison.
And begins to explain to her.
Et commença à lui expliquer.
About God speaking squirrels into existence.
À propos de Dieu amenant les écureuils à l'existence par la parole.
And when she looks back at the prophet,
et quand elle a regardé au prophète,
something in her heart,
quelque chose du fond de son cœur,
said Brother Bill,
dit Frère Branham,
that's exactly the truth.
Il dit c'est exactement la vérité.
And what happened?
Qu'est-ce qui arrive?
The anointing moves from the prophet,
l'onction sortit du prophète, amen,
onto the congregation,
dans l'assemblée,
and God speaks to the prophet,
et Dieu parle au prophète.
Tell her.
Dis-lui,
whatever she says,
tout ce qu'elle demandera,
she can have it.
Elle l'aura.
She goes, I don't know what to ask for.
Elle ne savait pas quoi demander.
He said, you're poor.
Il dit, tu es pauvre.
He said, if you ask for $1 million,
si tu demandes $1 million,
it'll fall in your lap.
Cela descendra dans ta maison.
He said, your daughter, we've been praying for her
dit,
for years.
On a prié pendant des années pour elle.
And she's still on the sick bed.
Elle est toujours malade.
He said, ask.
Il dit, demande.
Because the anointing had moved.
Parce que l'onction s'était déplacée.
She said the only thing. She said, what really is in my heart?
Elle dit quelque chose qui est vraiment dans mon cœur.
She said, I got a couple of wild boys.
J'ai quelques deux petits garçons méchants.
She said, I'm asking for the salvation of my boys.
Il dit, je demande pour leur salut.
And they fell across her lap.
Et ils sont tombés.
They said that they were standing in the room snickering.
Ils étaient dans la salle en train de rigoler, de ricaner.
At the stories of the prophet.
Mais l'histoire du prophète, à l'histoire que le prophète racontait.
And they fell across her lap.
Mais ils sont tombés sur ses genoux.
Giving their hearts to Jesus Christ.
Donnant leur cœur à Jésus-Christ.
We talked last night about the personality of God.
Nous avons parlé hier de la personnalité de Dieu.
He's a creator.
Il est créateur.
Every seed brings forth of its own kind.
Chaque semence se reproduit selon son espèce.
He's a healer.
Il est guérisseur.
He's a provider.
Il est pourvoyeur.
All of these things, he's a savior.
Il est sauveur, toutes ces choses.
All of these things are part of his personality.
Toutes ces choses sont une partie de sa personnalité.
And when the creative power of God,
quand la puissance créatrice de Dieu,
moves from squirrels,
se déplace des écureuils,
to the relating of the story by words.
En racontant seulement l'histoire par des paroles.
When she identified with the words,
quand elle s'est identifiée seulement à la parole,
the promise became hers.
La promesse devint aussi pour elle.
Identification.
L'identification.
What are we identified with?
À quoi nous identifions-nous?
We threw the question out last night.
Nous pouvons rentrer à la question d'hier soir.
Well, what Jesus do you love?
Qu'est-ce que Jésus aimait?
One back there on Calvary?
Celui-là au calvaire?
One that's going to come way off in the sky somewhere?
Celui qui était monté au ciel, quel Jésus aimez-vous?
Or are we identified?
Où nous identifions-nous?
With the Jesus Christ?
Avec le Jésus-Christ?
Of the right now?
Maintenant.
The one that right now?
Celui qui est maintenant.
Can grant the power of salvation?
Qui peut amener la puissance du salut?
Through the words of a woman. Through the words of a woman.
Au travers d'une femme.
I want my boys.
La femme qui a dit je veux mes garçons.
You've got it.
Tu l'as, reçois-le.
What are we identified with?
À quoi nous identifions-nous?
A Jesus Christ way in the clouds?
À ce Jésus-Christ là-bas dans les nuages?
Or a Jesus Christ that declared you?
Ou ce Jésus-Christ que je vous annonce?
A bride without spot or wrinkle. Amen. What's your identification?
À quelle est votre identification?
What are the ways of God that they failed to see?
Quelles sont les voies de Dieu qu'ils ont manqué de voir?
What did they fail to see?
Qu'est-ce qu'ils ont manqué de voir?
God performs his word.
Que Caleb a prononcé ses paroles.
He makes a way where there seems to be no way.
Il a prononcé les paroles.
It looks like there's no way they could make it at the Red Sea.
Il paraissait qu'ils pouvaient pas traverser la mer Rouge.
And Moses began to cry out.
Et Moïse a commencé même à pleurer.
Oh God, what are we going to do?
Il dit, Dieu, que ferons-nous ici?
The Egyptians are coming, Lord, don't you know?
Les Égyptiens sont derrière nous.
What are you doing, Moses?
Qu'est-ce que tu fais, Moïse?
Speak and go forward.
Parle et avance.
And God created.
Et le Dieu créa.
The solution.
La solution.
To the problem.
Au problème.
What are we identifying?
À quoi nous identifions-nous?
What is our identification?
Quelle est notre identification?
Are we identified?
Sommes-nous identifiés?
With it, a prophet told us.
Avec ce que le prophète nous a dit.
He said every divine promise.
Il dit chaque promesse divine.
Was paid for.
A été déjà payée.
At Calvary.
Au calvaire.
Every single promise.
Chaque promesse.
Oh, but I have some giants in my life.
Mais j'ai quelques géants dans ma vie.
Oh God, what am I going to do?
Qu'est-ce que je vais faire, Seigneur?
It looks so terrible.
Ils sont terribles.
What did God say about
Mais
you?
Qu'est-ce que Dieu a dit à propos?
God's way.
La voix de Dieu.
Is to look and see.
Et c'est de regarder et voir.
What he said about you.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit au sujet de toi?
Who he said you are.
Qu'est-ce qu'il a dit que tu es?
We are identified with the Jesus Christ.
Nous sommes identifiés au Jésus-Christ qui avait payé pour chaque promesse.
He paid for our promise when we were in sin.
Il avait payé pour nos promesses là où nous avons péché.
He pays for
Il avait
all
payé
the problems we have through
pour
life.
Tous les problèmes que nous avons dans la vie.
And he paid for
Il avait payé aussi
us crossing into
pour que nous puissions entrer
a land
dans le pays
of eternal life.
De la vie éternelle.
You see,
vous voyez?
The ways of God.
Les voies de Dieu.
Think about Jesus.
Pensez à Jésus.
Here he is on Calvary.
Il est voilà au calvaire.
He is the word of God.
Il est, voici la parole de Dieu.
And he's fulfilling all of those things that were said about him.
Et il accomplit tout ce qui a été dit au sujet de lui.
As he's going to Calvary.
Et comme il s'avance au calvaire.
And he comes to a certain place.
Il arrive à un certain endroit.
It's almost over.
C'est presque fini.
All his blood's gone out of his body.
Tout son sang sorti de son corps.
They say a crucifixion.
On dit que la crucifixion
is one of the most horrible deaths.
C'est l'une des morts les plus horribles.
Because what you actually do.
Parce que ce qui t'arrive.
It stretches your body.
Cela tire ton corps.
So that it collapses your lungs.
Et cela tire tes poumons.
So you can't breathe.
Tu peux même pas respirer.
And every cell in your body.
Et chaque cellule de ton corps
starts to die one at a time.
Commence à mourir une à une.
Because of lack of oxygen.
À cause du manque d'oxygène.
And here's and that's why actually when they would go by and break their legs.
Parce c'est pourquoi quand ils allaient briser leurs jambes.
It was actually a mercy killing.
C'était seulement un coup de grâce.
Because they could no longer pull themselves up to grab that. Of air.
Parce qu'ils ne pouvaient plus faire des efforts pour tirer le souffle.
And it would cause them to die faster.
Et cela faisait qu'ils pouvaient mourir rapidement.
But when they came by to break the legs of Jesus,
quand ils sont arrivés pour briser les pieds de Jésus,
God's word said they would not break one bone.
La Bible dit qu'on ne va pas briser un de ses os.
And here he was fulfilling the word.
Et il était en train d'accomplir la parole.
He had to die before they could break the bones.
Il était mort avant même qu'on brise les os.
He was fulfilling the word of God.
Il accomplissait la parole de Dieu.
That was spoken of him.
Qui était dite au sujet de lui.
But just before he died.
Mais juste avant qu'il ne meure.
He looks out.
Il a regardé derrière.
And he speaks words.
Il a prononcé des paroles.
Remember.
Rappelez-vous.
The personality of God.
La personnalité de Dieu.
And remember your identification.
Rappelez-vous de votre identification.
Because he speaks out.
Il a parlé.
He said, "It is finished."
Il a dit que c'est accompli.
Is that what he said?
C'est ce qu'il a dit.
It is finished.
Tout est accompli.
The word of God had gone out.
La parole de Dieu est sortie.
From the one called Son of Man, the prophet.
À partir du Fils de l'homme, le prophète.
Who was the word of God in flesh?
Qui était la parole de Dieu en chair?
And the creative power had been released from his lips.
Et la puissance créatrice a été libérée de ses lèvres.
It is finished.
Tout est accompli.
Just like he said, let there be light.
Juste comme il avait dit qu'il y ait la lumière.
We have different light this morning.
Nous avons une autre lumière ce matin.
Because God is still creating light.
Parce que Dieu continue à créer la lumière.
And when he spoke, it is finished.
Quand il a dit, tout est accompli.
The power.
La puissance.
to create
de créer
the finished product
le produit fini
was released
était relâché
from the lips of Jesus Christ
des lèvres de Jésus Christ.
The power of the finishing of salvation
la puissance de la finition du salut
was released
était libéré
to create
pour créer
the product
le produit
or the people
ou les gens
that we call the bride
que nous appelons l'épouse
the ones that can look back when they're sick
ceux qui peuvent regarder quand ils sont malades
and we can identify with his stripes you were healed
qui peuvent s'identifier à par ses meurtrissures vous êtes guéri
God's word for us
la parole de Dieu premièrement
but we can also look
nous pouvons aussi regarder
it is finished
à tout est accompli
it's finished
tout est accompli
the power of healing
la puissance de la guérison a été libérée
and those words would go out
et toutes ces paroles qui sont sorties
and they say that after as soon as he died
il est dit que quand il est mort
they pierced his side
ils ont percé son côté
and out flowed blood and water
l'eau et le sang sont sortis
The prophet said that was you and I.
Le prophète dit que c'est vous et moi.
That was the bride of Christ.
C'était l'épouse de Christ.
Hidden in the heart of God.
Cachée dans le cœur de Dieu.
And he'd spoken his word.
Et il a prononcé sa parole.
That we could be finished.
Pour que nous soyons terminés ou achevés.
As soon as we are released.
Et quand nous sommes relâchés.
From his heart.
De son cœur.
We already have the word.
Nous avons déjà la parole.
That can bring us.
Qui peut nous amener.
If we can identify
si nous pouvons nous identifier
with who he was,
à ce que nous étions,
and what our identification
et quelle est notre identification,
brothers and sisters, that's the ways of God.
Frères et sœurs, c'est ça la voie de Dieu.
That's what they failed to see.
C'est ce qu'ils ont manqué de voir.
If God speaks it,
si Dieu le dit,
it will come to pass.
Cela s'accomplira.
You have an anointing.
Vous avez l'onction,
just like they did.
Comme il l'avait fait.
Speak out to speak in.
Parler et parler dedans et dehors.
Said, ask what you will.
Il dit comme que cela soit selon ta volonté.
Whatsoever you bind shall be bound.
Tout ce que vous lierez sera lié.
Whatsoever things you release.
Tout ce que vous libérez
will be released.
Sera libéré.
Brother, sister.
Frères et sœurs.
This is the ways of God.
Ce sont là les voies de Dieu.
Look at your passport.
Regardez votre passeport.
And start reading about who you are.
Commencez à lire au sujet de ce que vous êtes.
When you find a promise that pertains to you.
Quand vous trouvez une promesse qui vous appartient.
Put a little check mark there.
Mettez une marque là-dessus.
Or write your name on it.
Ou écrivez votre nom là-dessus.
I got a few of those places in my Bible.
J'ai certains de ces endroits dans ma Bible.
One time I was praying.
Une fois je priais.
Concerned about my boys.
Et j'ai commencé à parler de mes enfants.
The old saying, boys will be boys.
Il dit, les garçons sont des garçons.
They weren't always such nice, cute little kids.
Ils étaient beaux, de beaux petits garçons.
Especially when they got to be teenagers.
Et surtout quand ils deviennent des adolescents.
But I remember praying one time.
Mais je me rappelle priant une fois.
And I found a scripture where it says, "Thy and thy household shall be saved."
Où il est dit, toi et ta maison vous serez sauvés.
I felt the presence of the Lord.
J'ai senti la présence du Seigneur en ce moment-là.
And I wrote my name on it.
Et j'ai écrit mon nom là-dessus.
My family is all serving Jesus Christ.
Il dit, moi et ma famille nous servirons Jésus Christ.
You see, that was my identification.
C'était cela mon identification.
What's your identification?
Quelle est ton identification?
What are the ways of God?
Quelles sont les voies de Dieu?
The works of God are fine.
Les œuvres de Dieu sont bonnes.
It's nice. We love to see those things.
Ils sont bons. Nous aimons les voir.
But what's our identification?
Mais quelle est l'identification?
We're identified with the finished product.
Nous sommes identifiés au produit fini.
Does it matter if it takes a week?
Cela, peu importe combien cela de temps cela pourra prendre.
A year?
Une année, une semaine.
Or 40 more years.
Ou 40 ans encore.
Identify with your promise.
Identifie-toi à ta promesse.
For we shall not all die.
Parce que nous ne mourrons pas tous.
We shall be changed.
Nous serons changés. Amen.
That's me. I got my name right on that.
J'écris mon nom là-dessus.
And we which are alive and remain shall be.
Et nous qui sommes restés vivants, nous serons
caught up together with him.
Enlevés ensemble avec lui.
To meet our Lord in the air.
Pour rencontrer notre Seigneur dans les airs.
Shall be.
Nous serons.
Amen.
Amen.
The creative power of God is in those words.
La puissance créative de Dieu est dans sa parole.
If you can look at that.
Si vous pouvez y regarder.
Say that's me.
Dire que ça c'est moi.
And let the creative power.
Et cette puissance créatrice.
Through the anointing of Almighty God.
Avec l'onction du Tout-Puissant.
Come into your heart.
Va venir dans ton cœur.
So that you can speak with your lips.
Et tu viens parler avec tes lèvres.
I shall be caught up.
Je serai enlevé.
You got something to work with.
C'est là quelque chose à travailler avec.
And Satan, he'll come along impersonating.
Et vous pouvez venir vous identifier.
Well, you went too far this time.
Il peut dire tu es allé plus loin maintenant, le diable.
You're done for.
Tu es en train de tomber.
You're finished.
Tu es terminé.
You can look him in the eye.
Tu peux le regarder dans les yeux.
Say, Satan, you're right.
Et dire Satan, tu as raison.
I'm finished.
Je suis fini.
But not the way you think.
Mais pas de la manière dont toi tu penses.
Because I have received.
Parce que j'ai reçu
the word of God.
La parole de Dieu.
That will take me all the way.
Qui va me conduire tout le chemin.
And he has created in me.
Et il a créé en moi
the ability.
La possibilité
to display himself.
De se manifester lui-même.
He said, we mentioned this last night.
Nous avons dit ça hier.
I am the resurrection and the life.
Je suis la résurrection et la vie.
He spoke it.
Il avait dit.
Did you know that the fact that I'm standing here this morning?
Vous savez que le fait même que je me tiens ici ce matin
proves that he is the resurrection.
Prouve que je suis il est la résurrection.
Proves it.
Cela le prouve.
You see, because he resurrected me.
Parce que il m'avait ressuscité.
From a man who was dead.
D'un homme mort. Amen.
Dead in sins.
Mort dans le péché.
Dead in trespasses.
Mort dans les transgressions.
A man that's time after time.
Un homme qui jour après jour.
Seen the deliverance and the power of God.
A vu la délivrance et la puissance de Dieu.
I'll close with this story.
Je vais vous dire cette histoire.
True story.
Une histoire vraie.
For many years.
Pendant beaucoup d'années.
Since God first started delivering.
Quand Dieu avait commencé à me délivrer.
These things in my heart.
Et faire ces choses dans mon cœur.
It's not the first time I've preached about. The ways of God.
C'est pas la première fois que je prêche au sujet des voies de Dieu.
It's the first time the Lord wanted it brought this way.
C'est la première fois que je prêche comme ça.
But there's a quotation from the Church Age book.
Mais il y a une citation des livres des âges de l'Église.
In the English one, I think it's page 64.
En page 64 en anglais.
And he says, "Don't fear, John. Don't fear, little flock."
Il dit, n'ayez pas peur, petit troupeau.
All power of heaven and earth is given unto me.
La puissance, toute puissance au ciel et sur la terre m'a été donnée.
And it's yours to use.
C'est à vous de l'utiliser.
You speak the word.
Vous prononcez la parole.
I will perform it.
Moi, je vais l'accomplir.
That's my covenant with you.
Ça, c'est mon alliance avec vous.
And it can never fail.
Et cela ne faillira jamais.
I know I paraphrased a little bit. I didn't mean to.
Je vais paraphraser un peu cela.
You can look it up.
Vous pouvez y regarder.
But the point is,
mais le point,
as I began to understand the ways of God,
c'est que comme je commence à comprendre les voies de Dieu,
and began to speak what the Word of God says about me,
et que je commence à prononcer ce que la parole de Dieu dit à mon sujet,
found my passport,
j'ai mon passeport,
found my identification,
j'ai trouvé mon identité,
found my visa,
j'ai trouvé mon visa.
And began to speak it.
Et j'ai commencé à le confesser.
Time after time.
Temps après temps.
God then can identify with you.
Dieu peut alors s'identifier avec
because
vous.
Because you have identified with him.
Parce que vous vous êtes identifié à lui.
I began to testify.
J'ai commencé à témoigner.
I've been raptured right now.
J'ai été enlevé maintenant.
Because he said so.
Parce qu'il l'a dit.
We shall not all die, we shall be changed. That's me.
Nous ne mourrons pas tous, nous serons tous changés. Ça, c'est moi.
No time zone on it.
Il n'y a pas de temps non plus.
It's me.
C'est moi.
And I began to confess those things.
Et j'ai commencé à confesser ces choses.
Got laughed at.
Vous pouvez se rire à cela.
Some people closed the doors to their churches.
Certaines personnes m'ont fermé les portes de leurs églises.
Don't let that crazy guy speak in your church.
Ne laissez pas ce fou-là parler à votre église.
Sorry, Brother Andrew.
Pardon,
maybe he didn't know this. But because I'd say I've received these words.
Mais parce que j'ai dit que j'ai reçu ces paroles.
And we are more than able to possess it.
Et nous sommes plus que capables de les posséder.
Because God said you can have it.
Parce que vous devez l'avoir.
One day we were, I cut logs as a profession. I cut the timber as a profession.
Comme ma profession, c'est de couper les grumes, les grands bois.
We moved out to the Oregon coast.
Nous sommes allés vers la côte.
And there, the trees grow as big as this pulpit.
Les arbres sont très grands comme cette pupitre.
Sometimes bigger.
Parfois plus grand même.
And the ground is very steep.
Et le terrain est très montagneux.
And you use the chainsaws to fall the trees.
Vous utilisez des scies mécaniques pour faire morceler les arbres.
Then you have to cut them into the log links.
Vous devez les morceler.
It's considered by most a very dangerous job.
C'est l'un des travaux les plus dangereux.
I'm a little crazy. But I loved it.
Mais je l'aime. C'est dur, mais j'aime ça.
Many times I saw God do things for me.
Et plusieurs fois j'ai vu Dieu faire des
in the word, in the woods.
Dans les bois,
by his word,
avec sa parole.
Times when I was backslid,
quand j'ai rétrogradé,
and yet God would come and speak,
et Dieu venait y parler,
I would have to hang my head,
je pouvais incliner ma tête,
say, God, I'm sorry,
et dire, je suis désolé, Dieu,
and he instantly restores,
et il restaurait instantanément.
I've seen him do multitude of things.
Je l'ai vu faire des multitudes de choses.
Spared my life.
Il avait épargné ma vie.
Different times.
Plusieurs fois.
One day I had a tree that was a large tree.
Il y avait un jour un gros arbre.
And they tried to stack the logs in against the side of the mountain.
On voulait empaqueter tous ces arbres à côté de la montagne.
So when the machine comes, they can grab the logs and take them up the hill.
Et quand la machine venait, pouvait prendre tout le paquet, les amener au travers de la montagne.
They hang big wires across the canyons.
Il y avait des grands câbles qui traversaient la vallée.
And they have, we call them chokers.
Il y avait ce qu'on appelle des chokers.
They come down from the line.
Ils venaient des câbles.
The men hook them on the logs.
L'homme les serrait sur les bois.
Take them up the mountain.
Et ils les élevaient à la montagne.
I had felled a tree that was too large for the machine to handle it.
J'avais vu qu'il y avait un arbre plus gros pour la machine pour ne pouvait pas tenir.
And as it hit the side of the mountain, it bounced and then slid down.
Et quand ça cognait les côtés de la montagne, ça bondit et ça rebondit vers le bas.
I knew it was too dangerous.
Et c'était trop dangereux.
Because if the man tried to hook it and take it out that big,
et si l'homme essayait de prendre cet arbre là qu'il était grand,
the cable could break and it could kill somebody.
Le câble pouvait se casser et tuer quelqu'un.
So I went down over all these other logs that had been felled and were laying on the hill.
J'ai commencé à descendre au travers de tous ces grumes étendus au travers de la montagne.
Very steep ground.
C'était vraiment très une pente.
It's a very dangerous thing.
Très dangereux aussi.
They don't recommend that you do it.
C'est pas recommandé de le faire.
But I went down the mountain.
Je suis descendu.
And I was looking at every log.
J'ai regardé à chaque grume.
As I was climbing down over it.
Comme je descendais.
To make sure that what I was doing was safe.
Pour me rassurer que j'étais en sécurité.
That every log was hooked under other stumps or other logs.
Et toutes les grumes étaient entaquées l'un sur l'autre.
And they wouldn't come down the mountain and harm me.
Et que cela ne pouvait pas rouler et venir me tuer.
When I got to the one that had slid down the mountain, it was sticking way up in the air.
Quand je suis arrivé à celui qui avait coulé des montagnes, il était en train pendu quelque part là.
From the big side, we call it the butt of the log.
On l'appelle le nom qu'il a dit là.
Was way in the air.
C'était très au-dessus.
And I walked around the area.
Et j'ai tourné tout autour.
To make sure that if I cut it, it would be safe to fall.
Pour être sûr que si je coupe, ça va descendre en sécurité.
So finally, I decided it would be safe.
Quand j'ai vu que c'était sécurisé.
And again, I checked every log.
J'ai considéré chaque grume.
To make sure nothing would go wrong.
Pour me rendre sûr que tout était bon.
I missed one little thing.
J'avais manqué de réaliser une chose.
And as I cut the big log.
Quand j'ai coupé le gros morceau.
I was standing next to another log about the height of this table.
Je me tenais à côté d'un autre arbre à peu près cette hauteur.
And as I cut the one log and it fell down the mountain.
Quand j'ai coupé celui-là et qu'il est tombé de l'autre côté de la montagne.
There was just a little tree.
Il y avait un petit arbre.
That had slid down the mountain and was laying underneath those other logs.
Qui s'était glissé en dessous de l'autre gros arbre.
And as I was standing there and was cutting,
comme je me tenais là et que je coupais,
as that log fell off,
comme celui-là est tombé de l'autre côté de la montagne,
it hit the end of the little tree.
Cela a cogné l'autre bout du petit arbre.
Well, we could do a little experiment. You know, you can go like this. And if you hit that hard enough,
cela a cogné l'autre bout du petit arbre.
Something else.
Et ça a soulevé le bout qui était de mon côté.
And when that little tree that was laying up through the other logs,
et le petit arbre qui était là de l'autre côté s'est basculé.
When that big log hit it, it flipped off another log way up the hill.
Il a soulevé l'autre gros arbre en dessous duquel il était au-dessus de
lui. I had just enough time.
J'avais juste le temps
to look up
de regarder.
And flying through the air
et voler
was another log almost this big.
Il y avait un autre gros arbre.
I glanced around me.
J'ai regardé autour de moi.
And the only thing I could think
tout ce que je pouvais penser
was maybe if I can get flat on the ground.
Ou si je peux me coucher par terre.
I won't get squished like a bug.
Je vais être écrasé comme un insecte.
I started to throw myself forward.
J'ai commencé à me jeter en avant.
Before I could even get forward.
Avant même que je commence.
The log flying through the air hit me.
Le gros morceau là m'a cogné.
I was like pinned against another log.
J'étais comme cloué sur l'autre.
And that log hit me.
Celui-là m'a tapé de l'autre côté.
Spun off of me like I was a concrete post.
Cela a tournoyé autour de moi comme si j'étais un béton.
And went down the mountain.
Et est descendu de la montagne.
Breaking other logs as it went. It was
et
so
cela
large.
A commencé à démanteler, disloquer les autres assemblages.
Well, since I'd thrown my weight forward,
comme je me jetais devant,
I wound up on my hands and knees.
Je suis descendu, j'ai tombé sur mes pieds et mes mains.
Probably where I should have been in the first place.
Là où j'aurais pu être pour commencer.
But as I stood back up,
comme je me suis relevé,
and the reality of what happened began to strike me.
Et j'ai réalisé ce qui était arrivé, ce qui m'avait frappé.
Well, I knew it was obvious God had saved my life.
Je savais que c'était évident, Dieu avait sauvé ma vie.
You don't stand like a concrete pillar.
Vous n'allez pas vous tenir comme un béton armé.
Against thousands of pounds flying
contre
through
ces, de ces tonnes et tonnes de bois qui vous cognent dessus.
And when the reality struck, I started to shake.
Quand j'ai commencé à réaliser ce qui s'est passé, j'ai commencé à trembler.
And I start climbing back up the mountain.
J'ai commencé à remonter la montagne.
God does things.
Dieu fait des choses.
With witnesses.
Avec des témoins. Amen.
There was a man I had not even seen him. He was on the stump up above me.
Il y avait un homme que j'avais pas vu. Il était de l'autre côté.
We call him the whistle punk.
Nous l'appelons celui qui siffle, l'avertisseur.
And because he has a little machine, he tells the machine when to drop the wires so the men can hook the logs.
Il commande la machine quand faire descendre les câbles et toutes ces choses.
Makes a kind of a whistle sound.
Cela fait quelque chose comme un sifflet.
He'd seen the whole thing.
Il avait vu tout ce qui s'est passé.
And as I came up the mountain,
et quand je suis monté de la montagne,
I was surprised when I saw him sitting there.
J'étais surpris de le voir assis là-bas.
He rose up from the stump.
Il s'est levé et il a regardé.
He said, "You're all right."
Il dit, ça va?
I said, "Yes."
J'ai dit oui.
I said, "That was amazing grace."
J'ai dit, c'était la grâce étonnante. Amen.
He's a Baptist boy.
C'est un baptiste.
He said yes.
Il dit oui.
He said that's impossible.
Il dit que cela est impossible.
And he had a little handheld radio.
Il avait une radio portable.
He said I saw the whole thing.
Il a dit j'ai vu tout ce qui s'est passé.
So we expected to go down and find a body.
Nous espérions aller ramasser un corps.
He said, and I've already called the rest of the crew.
J'ai déjà appelé le reste de l'équipage.
Off the other side of the mountain.
De l'autre côté de la montagne.
To come up and help me pack out your body.
Pour m'aider à empaqueter ton corps.
And he said, "That's amazing grace."
Il a dit, c'est une grâce étonnante.
And the machine had already shut down.
La machine, il avait déjà coupé.
And in our profession,
in notre profession,
when a person gets hurt,
quand quelqu'un a un accident,
they will jump on the radio.
Ils vont courir vers la radio.
And they just say, "Man down."
Ils disent, un homme est tombé.
And everything stops.
Et tout s'arrête.
And he got back on the radio.
Et il est rentré à la radio.
Said you can go back to work.
Il dit vous pouvez reprendre votre travail.
He's all right.
Il est tout va bien avec lui.
Alléluia.
Well, I went up and I sat down.
Quand je suis monté que je me suis assis,
had a little sandwich I started to eat.
J'avais quelque chose que j'ai commencé à manger.
Told him, I said, I think I need to think about this for a little while.
Il dit, je dois penser à ceci pendant un temps.
I said, Lord, what are you trying to tell me?
Il dit, j'ai dit, Seigneur, qu'est-ce que tu pensais me dire?
What are you trying to show me?
Qu'est-ce que tu essaies de me montrer?
I looked at everything.
J'ai regardé à toutes choses.
And still that happened.
Et cela est arrivé quand même.
Well, I finished working the day.
Quand j'ai terminé à travailler,
I went back to work the next morning.
Et que je suis rentré au travail le jour suivant.
And as I went to work, a storm had come in off the coast that night.
Quand je suis arrivé, il y avait une tempête qui venait de la côte cette nuit.
And as the sun was just rising above the mountain.
Et comme le soleil s'est levé de la montagne,
it was still raining over that area.
Dans ce secteur-là, il pleuvait encore.
One beam of sunlight went and struck a rainbow right over the place.
Un rayon du soleil est allé à dessiner un arc-en-ciel sur cette place-là.
And I realized the presence of God was still there.
J'ai réalisé que la présence de Dieu était encore là.
And I said, Lord, what are you trying to show me?
Et j'ai dit, Seigneur, qu'est-ce que tu essaies de me montrer?
And he began to quicken to me.
Il a commencé à me vivifier.
Those words I quoted from the Church Age book.
Ces citations que j'ai lues des livres des âges de l'Église.
He said, you speak the word.
Il dit, prononce la parole.
I will perform it.
Moi, je vais l'accomplir.
That's my covenant with you.
C'est ça, mon alliance avec toi.
That's our covenant.
C'est notre alliance.
He said, and it can never fail.
Ça ne faillira jamais.
Brother, sister, I've been testing her, been testifying of those things.
J'ai été en train de témoigner de ces choses.
Everywhere I went.
Partout je passe.
Saying that Jesus Christ is our resurrection, is our rapture.
Jésus Christ est notre résurrection, il est notre enlèvement.
And that he lives in me.
Et il vit en moi.
And God proved it.
Et Dieu l'avait prouvé.
When I could not help myself.
Là où je pouvais pas m'aider.
When there was no way I could stand against that, the pressure of that log.
Là où je pouvais même pas tenir contre le poids de cette grume.
God kept his word.
Dieu garda sa parole.
You shall not all die.
Vous n'allez pas tous mourir.
You shall be changed.
Vous serez changés.
That's the promise of our day.
C'est la promesse de notre jour.
What's your identification?
Quelle est ton identification?
You speak the word.
Toi prononce la parole.
He will perform it.
Lui va le réaliser.
There was no way Joshua and Caleb could take the land.
C'est de cette manière que Josué et Caleb ont pris le pays.
Not in themselves.
Pas par eux-mêmes.
But when they spoke the word.
Mais quand ils ont prononcé la parole.
40 years later.
40 ans plus tard.
Their feet.
Leurs pieds.
Possessed their words.
Possédèrent leurs paroles.
If you can recognize.
Si vous pouvez reconnaître.
Who you are in this scripture.
Qui vous êtes dans cette écriture.
And recognize who it is that anoints you when you speak.
Et vous reconnaître qu'est-ce qui vous oint quand vous parlez.
If it takes 120 years,
ça peut prendre 120 ans.
You will become a possessor.
Tu deviendras possesseur
of what you speak.
De ce que tu dis.
Because God
Parce
will
que Dieu
perform it.
Va l'accomplir.
You love him this morning?
Aimez-vous sa parole?
Shall we stand? Lord Jesus, I delivered your word this morning. Lord, both in stern warning and both in the peace of God that passes understanding for those who are willing to stand up and claim our promise. To do it of ourselves, we cannot, Lord, but you, because your word spoke it, we're looking to the Christ of Calvary. Who paid for every promise. We thank you this morning for that. I think of Jesus when he broke the communion bread.
Amen.
Before he even broke the bread.
Thank you, Lord.
And said, this is my body which is broken.
Amen.
He thanked God. Said that he thanked God and broke the bread.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord, that you will perform the promises of God. Upon your people.
God, we look to the ways of God to become part of our lives. May we speak of the good things that you've prophesied of us. Speak of the good land and claim our position until you fulfill it in our lives. That's your promise, your covenant. And we thank you for it in Jesus Christ's name.
Amen. Amen.
Oh Lord, you are so precious to me. Oh Lord, you are so precious to me, and I love you. Yes, I love you because you first loved me.
Let's try it.
Song, I love him because he first loved me. But if I just say one thing about identification.
Disons une chose au sujet de l'identification.
No, friends, you'll never
vous n'allez jamais
identify yourself
vous identifier
outside of the message of the hour.
En dehors du message de l'heure.
You know, when the brother was preaching,
quand le frère prêchait,
in my soul,
mon âme,
I said, Lord,
dit, Seigneur,
what a precious thing.
Quelle chose précieuse
that you send a message,
que tu envoies un message
so that we can identify who we are.
Que nous pouvons identifier
we
qui
would
nous
never
sommes.
Identify ourselves.
Nous n'allons jamais nous identifier.
Joshua and Caleb,
Josué et Caleb,
where was their identification?
À cause de leur identification.
What did the Lord say to Joshua?
À ce que Dieu avait dit à
remember Jésus. The law of Moses.
Il reste avec
meditate
Moïse.
Therein day and night. Don't turn to the left hand or the right. And friends, our identification is Christ in this age. Coming down in this age to reveal through the message what he really thinks of us. To anoint the promises pertaining to us.
Amen.
And friends, that is the secret.
Ça, c'est le secret.
Because you might wonder and say, but how can I identify myself?
Vous pouvez vous demander, comment puis-je m'identifier?
Meditate therein.
Méditez-y.
Day and night.
Jour et nuit.
John, eat the book.
Mange le livre,
just
Jean.
Keep eating the book.
Mange, continue
and
à
then
manger
prophesy.
Et prophétie.
Because from the abundance of your heart,
c'est ça.
Your mouth is going to speak.
C'est
and friends, there's a certain
parler.
Anointing
il y a un certain onction
on the message of the hour.
Du message de
many people are opening the Bible today.
Beaucoup de gens ouvrent la Bible aujourd'hui.
Around the world.
Au travers du monde.
Different groups, different denominations.
Différents groupes, différentes dénominations.
But it's only the message,
il y a seulement le message
that has the anointing
qui a l'onction
to identify in this day
pour identifier ce jour
the scriptures pertaining to this day.
Qui nous appartient.
Yeah, and I'm so grateful, saints,
for
what God has done for us. What a wonderful thing it is. Let's sing that song.
Chantons cette
because
chanson.
Remember when we're saying I love him.
Rappelez-vous quand vous dites je l'aime.
Who is he?
Qui est-il?
He's the word.
Il est la parole.
He's Christ.
C'est Christ.
Identified the same.
Il s'identifie le même
through all generations.
Au travers de toutes
and
les
he's
générations.
Identified himself the same in this age.
Il s'identifie lui-même le même dans
and
cet
in
âge.
Your life.
Pour dans ta vie.
So we love him today.
Nous l'aimons
because he first loved us.
I love him because he first loved me. And he purchased my salvation. Oh, Calvary.
Oh, I love him.
That seed, what a wonderful thing it is. These ancient words, long preserved. They've come down to us through great sacrifice. And friends, it's this word that will lead us to the fullness of our inheritance in this age. Let's not look at other things. Don't look at your circumstances. Keep your eyes on the prize. Don't turn to the left hand or to the right. Let's keep our eyes on the North Star. Let's keep meditating on this word.
Long preserved for our walk in this world, there is sound in God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient word impart words of life, words of life, keep us straight.
Starting point to anything. And if there's anybody here today and you've never allowed these ancient words, God's words inside of your heart
dans votre cœur,
to start
de commencer
this great mystery
ce grand mystère
of redemption in your life,
de la rédemption dans votre vie.
You've heard about Jesus.
Vous avez entendu parler de Jésus.
You've heard about God's love.
Vous avez entendu parler de la vie de
but
Dieu.
It's never been a personal possession
mais vous n'avez jamais
to you.
Été en contact personnel.
And today,
mais aujourd'hui,
you wanted to raise your hand to him
vous voulez lever votre main vers lui,
to say, Jesus,
dire Jésus,
come in.
Viens.
You are the word.
Tu es la parole.
You are life.
Tu es,
you are the way.
Tu es la parole et la
I accept
vie.
You today.
Je t'accepte
in the simplicity of your invitation.
Si j'accepte ton invitation,
I lay aside my own thoughts.
Je laisse mes côtés, mes pensées.
I'm taking you at your word.
Je te prends à ta parole.
That you love me.
Que tu m'aimes.
That you died for me.
Que tu mourus pour moi.
That you have a plan for me.
Que tu as un plan pour moi.
That you have a future reserved for me.
Que tu as un futur réservé pour moi.
I raise my hand. If you want to raise your hand to
je lève ma main. Voulez-vous lever votre
Jesus,
main?
Jesus, come in, Lord.
Viens, Seigneur.
I take you at your word.
Viens ta parole.
You take me at mine.
Prends-moi comme
God will bless you. Whatever you need, Saint, let's raise our hands.
Peu importe ta demande,
as we close in a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, how we do love you today. How we do love your word. How we do love your truth. Father, where would we be today outside of your grace and outside of your mercy? Father, nothing that we deserved. Nothing, Lord, that you could merit. But just your amazing grace that has been revealed to and in us. And Father, to these people that have raised their hands upon this day, I just really want to look unto thee. You know every need. You know what's in our hearts beneath those hands that have been raised. And Father, you and you alone are able to minister to that every situation that is in the lives of your people. And Father, these needs that you allow to come in our lives as opportunities for you to be able to express who you really are. I just pray that you'll take these opportunities that each and every one of us would have. And Father, may you manifest yourself the same yesterday, today, and forever for your glory and for your great name's sake. Father, minister strength where people need strength. Minister, Lord, materially where people need your material blessing. Minister, Lord, Father, physically where people are sick. Father, even now, just let your grace just settle down over the souls of your people. And Father, may you continue to persuade our hearts. Father, concerning the promises that you've made for us. Father, we do thank you for your word, how precious it is to us, even as we've been singing, Lord. And Father, as we'd come back this afternoon, won't you come back with us? Won't you help us to enter into the spirit of worship this afternoon, to wait upon thee, Lord, Father, to be still and to know that you are God. Father, help us to prepare our hearts. And Father, even as we'd go now, bless the food that we'd partake of. Bless our fellowship as we'd fellowship one with another. Bless our brother, Lord, even as he'd sit in the quietness of things once again, to prepare himself to come and stand before your people once again. Father, Lord, may you lay your hand upon him, and may the burden of the word of the Lord be his portion. And may he come, Lord, this afternoon to deliver the whole counsel of God. And Amen. Father, may you instruct us. May you exhort us. Father, if we need rebuke, whatever it is, correction, let your word go forth is our desire. Father, bless your people now. If there's anybody who has to go now, may you bless them as they go. But Father, be with us. Remain with us. Father, how we desire to constrain you to remain with us like them on the way to Emmaus. That Father, once again, you might make yourself known unto us through the breaking of bread. And Father, we'll give you the praise and the honor and the glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. So let's sing that song. Let's sing it slowly, that song, Brother George's song that the Lord inspired him to write. I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I used to be. You know, it's really such a fine song that sings. But friends, God is going to lead us somewhere. You know, he's already started the work. May not be the fullness of where it should be. But you can say, I'm not what I used to be. Friends, he's going to lead us somewhere. And what a wonderful promise that he's given unto us in this age. Let's sing that, and may the Lord fulfill that inside of our lives.
I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be. But I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I want to be, but I know one thing. I'm not what I used to be. I keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. Oh, I'm not what I ought to be. I'm not what I used to be. I'll keep pressing for the mark of the high calling in Christ Jesus, for I want to be what God wants me to be. For I want to be what God wants me to be.
Let's have an hour's break. Let's come back 2:45. Let's come have a short quiet time. Come into song worship once again. And we pray the Lord would visit us with his word this afternoon. And may God bless you as we have our lunch.
Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. Every line. I am trusting in it. Promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine. Every chapter, every verse, and every line. Every chapter. every promise in the book is mine. Every promise in the book is mine.